All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the Union Transfer. It's April 9th. Suicide Machines, Break Anchor, Derek Grant, Bastardus, and Hub City Stompers are here tonight. Of course, you're listening to this well after the fact, but it's all good. I'm joined by Jay Navarro from Suicide Machines and Break Anchor. So, did the idea to do Destruction by Definition in its entirety come first? And then you okay. So, it was just a matter of doing a show. Hey, Derek's available. We need a drummer. Let's make it an old school set.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like, we've been tossing around the idea for a long time to be doing a Suicide Machines tour, and the schedules were very conflicting with Ryan via our other drummer, and Rich, and I. It just seemed like it was never going to happen. So the only amount of time I could get off work was in April. So we were just going to cancel the whole tour. And, you know, everyone was bummed, and I was like, you know, man, Derek's pretty busy, but I'm going to give him a call. You guys cool with that? And like, I asked our other drummer, you cool with that? He's like, yeah, totally. Go on tour, you know. Called him up and just happened to be free. He had some time off, so we went out. He decided he'd do it. Long story short, the Machines booking agent knew that Break Anchor had a record coming out. And she's like, well, I know you only tour once, you know, barely ever. Mm-hmm. How are you going to tour a new record that just came out? And I was like, well, I'm just not. I'm going with the Machines, you know. She's like, well, why don't you take Break Anchor? I'm like, well, that's weird. It's like, I don't know. You know, I'm not too into it. And then I thought about it for a couple days and marinated on it, and I was like, fuck, Derek just put out a solo record. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Rich has Bastardus. I was like, fuck it, Family Affair. So then I got back with her and said, well, what about this? And she was like, oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
So here we are, man.
It worked out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A little old, a little new. It's all good.
Yeah. So that's pretty much how it all went down, man. And the idea of the album didn't, like, playing the whole album wasn't first by any means. We didn't even think about that for a little bit. Right. And we're like, well, Derek knows. I mean, he could learn anything he wants. Fantastic drummer. But we were just like, we'd never really done it before. We're just like, dude, why not? You know, a lot of solo songs we never even played. You know what I mean? Because we'd already had battle hymns half written, and then we played a few other older ones at the time. So, fucking here we are. We decided to do it. Never did it on tour. We knew people would like it and come. I mean, that's part of it. But we also more like it just kind of seemed like the made the most sense, I guess, at the moment.
Yeah.
So, I'm not even sure who came up with the idea of doing it, to be honest with you.
You can take credit for it, then. Who cares?
Nah, I don't take credit for that.
All right.
I think maybe Rich just said, let's do it, you know? He's like, dude, Derek's here. Let's just do the fucking that album, you know? And I was like, I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, all right, dude, whatever.
It's official, all right. All right, so after a decade after the band ended officially, we finally have the band represented on social media, and a big part of how this came to be. Was this mostly in preparation for the tour, or is this for more merch, news, activity down the line?
Nah, man, I don't know how someone decided they were going to repress the record. I thought it was really weird. This dude, I was like, yeah, good luck, you'll never get it from Hollywood, you know? Calls me, I was like, hey, I got it. I was like, what?
Okay.
Because so many people have tried doing it, and he repressed it. And, you know, we were just like, I don't know, there's no, Matt Flood just loves the band, and he just wanted to see it on, come out in vinyl format, because it had never had, you know,
right,
come out on vinyl. So he was, I don't want to say he's a fan, because he's a friend, but he was just like, dude, I fucking love that record, and sorry, I didn't mean to swear, and he wanted to put it out, and he did, man. It has really, there's no rhyme or reason to any of it. I think maybe that was the other reason probably why we decided to play it too, you know what I mean, because it sold out. So I think that's kind of partly why we were maybe brought up, you know.
Gotcha. Any other stuff that has been previously unreleased that maybe will see the light of day someday?
Just the BBC sessions, but I don't know if I'll ever release them.
Okay.
They're pretty mediocre.
I'll leave it up to you, dude.
The Eve of Destruction, which is like all the early demos and sounds like garbage, okay, will be released on vinyl. God, I have no idea why. Matt Flood needs his collection complete or something, you know what I mean? I've been telling him don't do it because it's a pile of shit, but he wants it so he can have it in his record collection.
That's a great endorsement for it.
Yeah, don't buy our shit.
All right, so let's go on to the present, Break Anchor. After years of splits and 7 inches, the first full length finally came out 2 days ago. It's called In a Van Down by the River. It's out on paper and plastic. And to any listeners who didn't get it the first day for $5 digitally, you guys missed out. But you can still get it. It's all good.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. They offered that up for 24 hours, man. I liked it.
Yeah.
This is a selling tactic. Yeah, but dude, I probably would have done it too. $5, sure. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah, I remember I was waiting that morning. I saw $8.99. I was like, I'm going to hold out till the end of the day. I think it's probably going to go $5 someday. Yes. Boom. Got it.
It's pretty cool like that.
Yeah.
That's
some cool shit. All right. So how would you say the band has evolved and grown over the course of existence?
Break Anchor?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not blackout wasted anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. That was kind of the problem with Break Anchor, like substance abuse. You know what I mean? And it really kind of hindered us. So I'm not saying that people don't do substances still, but they just, the abuse of it and the overkill is like stopped.
Moderation.
So that kind of like really helped.
Good.
You know what I mean? So that helped us. And then, I don't know, man. Like, had you told me we'd have even had a full-length out or even toured the West Coast twice and been out east once and second time now, like, excuse me, I don't think I ever would have imagined that happening.
Sure.
It's a surprise. It was just kind of like I wanted to play good music. I wanted to be able to split up all the genres and meld it into one because I don't give a fuck what anyone wants to hear. This is what I want to hear. So I think Break Anchor's like a record I wrote that I wanted to hear. I mean, I can't go do a Hellmouth record and mix it. It's just two different crazinesses, but,
right.
You know, I just wanted an album, like, you know, I would like. So, that's that. That's why it's got a Chris Farley title, no less.
Of course. All right, so as evidenced by a detail I'll go into in just a little bit, I'm inclined to believe you enjoyed the whole recording process at Rancho Recordo with Mark Hudson. Aside from alcohol, what made it a good process?
That we isolated ourselves out in the woods. And to be honest with you, it was only substance infueled once. One night. Besides that, like, we were isolated out in the woods, man. Mm-hmm. And Mark, a lot of people don't know, but he's doing like the Against Me live record, and he's done all kinds of amazing stuff. He's an amazing engineer, and to be honest with you, he cracked the whip pretty hard on us. So being isolated in the middle of the woods, and then him just fucking being a slave driver,
right.
it was well worth it in the end. It came out really well. We really fucking, we played the fuck out of that thing. Like, when we were recording those songs, you know what I mean? Like, Dan stepped up to the plate, our drummer, which is, it was impressive, you know? I don't think any of us are good musicians.
Oh, come on.
But, I mean, we can write a song, but we're just not good musicians. And Mark, like, just was like, nah. Again. Yeah, come on in.
Or not.
That's all right. Come in.
Come on in.
Forget it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, and that was it.
Oh, that's cool.
That was it. The woods.
Woods, okay. I can definitely say West Alexandrine is one of the coolest songs I've heard so far of the year, so.
That's awesome, man. It's about our bass player's house.
Okay.
Like, his neighborhood, man. I used to be a pretty bad kid, man. Like, so his, and he wasn't the best either. And, you know, it was in the type of neighborhood that, like, you had to live there and know everyone. Because if you're an outsider, you were either going to get robbed in that neighborhood or not, you know, and that was his old neighborhood, and his roommate used to sell me sheets of acid so I could make it and sell it to all the suburbanite kids and make money.
Okay.
So that's where I bought all my drugs, basically, to sell, was his old house. And then one night when we were playing with Rancid in, like, 1994, their house burned down. And it was, like, weird because it was, like, one of those houses that is the hub, you know what I mean, where all your friends go and they're from, like, where you end up at the end of the night. Not that it wasn't a drug house.
Right.
I mean, everyone partied, but I'm probably making it sound like a drug house. It really wasn't.
It was a big
house full of all of our friends, you know what I mean? And so it was about that, you know, I kind of missed that. Now the whole neighborhood is very gentrified, as most cities happen.
Sure.
And now they took, it used to be called Cass Quarter, and so they had this really, in Detroit, it was devious for people to go, oh, fucking Cass, the corridor, you know what I mean? And now it's like there's a Whole Foods there, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And so they call it Midtown, so they had to change the name to try to lose the fucking darkness of that.
Rebranded.
Yeah, man, they rebranded it and everything, so that's basically what it's about.
Cool.
Like, just growing up and not giving a fuck, you know?
All right, now I noticed there's some common themes in the album art. Switchblade, Smoke Rising to the Sky, Skulls. Any significance to the album art?
Nah, Jay's just a lunatic. That's very mild art for him. He's out of his mind, you know what I mean? And we had to tame him down and have him redo that one. Like, we want a van, and just came back and was like, what is this crazy psychedelic shit? We're like, no, listen, that's too crazy, Jay.
Like, Jay's mental. He's a mental dude, man. He, like, he works for Ford's doing art, and he hides penises and all the Ford artwork. He's crazy, man. I love him. Yeah, don't get fired.
No, I saw you comment about something about penises in the art, and I was like, I don't see it on this JPEG. I don't know. I'm going to have to get a bigger one.
Like, look at the stump. You'll find him in the stump. He's just mental, man.
All right. Now, speaking of Rancid, how do everyone agree on I'm the One to cover that one?
Because we knew we could make it ska. I feel like that. I bet you they wrote that song. It was a ska song. They turned it into a punk song. Okay. So we heard it and we're like, I bet you this is a ska song one time.
Now it is.
Yeah, now. And so we redid it, man. I don't know. It was hard. In the other thing being is our bass player can play the bass lines.
Sure.
It's too hard for him to play all the other shit. I mean, Matt's a noodler, you know?
Well, so, of course.
Yeah. And I know him. He'd probably be like, oh, you played that all fucking wrong. You know what I mean? If he ran into me, that sounds like shit. You tell your bass player you played it all fucking wrong. You know what I mean? So we figured we'd pick the easiest one for him to do.
Okay. Very nice. All right. At some point, Break Anchor was trying to get an IPA brewed for the band. Did that end up happening?
We actually brewed a stout. And now there is a brewery in Detroit that's actually going to brew a stout for us.
Okay.
Like proper brew. So probably coffee stout, knowing us.
Good to know. All right.
Yeah, no, gonna happen. It's crazy. It's weird. We did it ourselves, you know what I mean? Like, you look on some of our gear, like the actual labels from the beer on our gear, but yeah, it was cool. Sold out first night. All of it gone. We're just like, fuck, all right, cool.
Second career there.
No.
Third, actually.
Maybe the drummer, he brewed it.
Okay. All right, so let's go on to Hellmouth, because you're in so many bands. Recently did a radio interview in Detroit that was shared online, and it ended with two new Hellmouth tracks. Are those tracks included on the up?
Weird interview, man. Dudes, there's bikers in there. It's a bike gang.
Okay.
We're just like, what, dude? Who are these dudes? It's weird. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I was missing some of the audio because of, you know, some of the madness. But is that going to be on the upcoming split with Beast in the Field?
That is on the split, but we actually have a full length written, but no label to put it out on. We're talking to Metal Blade, but I'm not sure if it'll happen. So we're talking to them, but yeah, man, we got a whole record written. Gonna go in out in that same studio out in the woods and do it in July, so it's pretty brutal. It's good.
That's what I was gonna ask. I was gonna ask, what can people expect from it compared to the others, I mean?
More grindy.
Okay.
Yet weirder.
Fine.
It gets really weird at moments, and then it's slightly ploddingly heavy at times. I don't know, it's like a little bit of what we've always done, but a little bit pushed a little further. You know what I mean?
That's good.
So it's good. It's dare I say, the lyrics are positive in a very strange way, which is a different turn for that band entirely.
Well, that goes into the next question. As far as the album art, there seems to be a little bit of a narrative on the first album, Destroy Everything, Worship Nothing. You could tell some bad stuff was going down. The second album, Gravestone Skylines, seems very post-apocalyptic. Does the third album continue that downward trend for humanity, and how much lower can we go?
Well, I don't think I don't know what we're going to do about the art. That's furthest off.
Sure.
Right now. We just need to get it done. That's a good question, man. I don't know. I mean, I think the world's fucking over. It's just a matter of countdown at this point, man. Humans aren't going to save themselves over this planet. It's sad, but just the way I feel. I mean, we're not going to see it in our lifetime, but it's definitely going to happen.
Sure.
It's too late, man. It's all fucking... You can't reverse what we've done, I don't think, anymore. You can try, but watching, like, those huge polar ice fields just shift and melt and collapse, like recently, like up in New Zealand and shit. And I was just like, yep, can't save that. That's done.
You know, about delaying the inevitable, I guess.
I think so, pretty much. I mean, the rate of cancer rate and leukemia and shit is like through the roof now. And it's like, surprise, surprise, you know, all the chemicals we ingest in general just are exposed to, you know, the air in the ground, so water.
Food.
Yep, so I just feel like, I don't know. You'll see. There's a positive spin on it, but artwork's a bit off for now. We don't know.
That's fine.
I'm sure if we use the same artist, we'll see.
Okay.
It was supposed to be Rebirth, like all the animals coming back and taking over the city, kind of like that one, you know, like post-apocalyptic, of course.
Yeah, nature reclaiming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be nature reclaiming.
Sure.
That was kind of why the vulture is on Gravestone Skylines.
Sure.
But lyrically, we're not sure how it's going to fit right now, so we're trying to figure it out.
Okay. Now, there was a foreboding Facebook post where it was shared about the status of the third album, including the phrase, "The trilogy will be complete." Does that imply that this could be the final Hellmouth album, or is that more of a Star Wars trilogy? Like,
It's final.
Final, okay.
That's it.
Wow. All right. All right, so we're in the home stretch here. I know you guys have full-time work, new job coming up. Congratulations on that. Family and real-world priorities. We've covered some of the recording plans. Any other touring plans for later in the year?
Zero. Might do some dates with Hellmouth and Break Anchor in the fall.
Okay.
Probably. I might try to get out to the East Coast, but that's about it, man. No.
Okay.
I punch a clock for a living.
Of course.
So, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So it's hard to get out and go do it.
Understood.
So
we'll certainly hope for some East Coast Hellmouth action.
Yeah. I would like to do a little bit more with Hellmouth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for sure.
Totally.
I don't know if you know the guitar player of the Machines is actually in Hellmouth.
Sure.
He's the drummer. Malik, okay.
Oh, yeah. Did our research.
Keeping the family.
Yeah. All right, so and in every interview with this, stuck on a desert island, one album, rest of your life, what is it? The oceans rise, you have a little patch of land you can stand on, survive, a record player, electricity somehow.
Crank power. That's fine. Crank power is cool. Man, oh man. No matter what, in the end, I guess, like, probably Energy by Operation Ivy. It still always puts me in a great mood, you know what I mean? Or Gorilla Biscuits, Start Today.
Makes sense.
Something about that, or Neurosis through Silver and Blood. I'm not sure which three, though. I'd have to try to stay positive on a desert island and be happy and dance to myself, so I think that would eliminate Neurosis.
Yeah. No, it's all good. I mean, I guess it's an idea.
I think in the end it'd probably be Operation Ivy Energy, man.
That's respectable.
You know what I mean? So, put you in a good mood, maybe think you might actually survive.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the interview.
Pleasure.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for doing it.
Can we trouble you for some radio spots?
Oh, that's fine. Sure.
Yeah, cool. Just put your own spin on it. That's just it. Those are the elements we need.
Wait, what? You say all this?
No. That's just the headline. Just whatever.
Decent or decent?
Decent.
Decent, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jason Navarro, and I am in a million bands, like Suicide Machines, Break Anchor, Hellmouth, Boston. And you're listening to JJ's Descent Exposure. Decent?
Decent.
Damn it. Why did I fucking do that already? Sorry, my bad.
That's all good.